Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see where, despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome Bhavana Chawla. She's an intuitive healer that assists to empower people to live their best life. And we're going to be doing just that tonight. We're going to be talking about removing blocks to lead an empowered life, and she also will take calls from people if they want to be connected with departed loved ones or pets, and you can ask her virtually anything. Anyhow, as her story goes, she went from poverty, chronic illness, and toxic relationships to vibrant health, happiness, and prosperity. Her healing gifts awakened at a young age. These were developed through her life experiences and became evident in her work with clients. They report quick and profound healing from long-standing issues, a newfound peace and freedom that they had not yet experienced until they entered the healing space facilitated by Bhavana in direct relationship with God and their angel guides. From individuals to couples, families, pets, groups, and companies, anyone can benefit from the miraculous outcomes and unlimited possibilities of growth. Bhavana also blends her native heritage from India into her work, the best of the East brought to the West. She resides in Kauai Island, Hawaii, her best life, where she transmits light and aloha all over the world. And so let me welcome her. Bhavana, how are you tonight, hon?
Hi. Aloha, everybody. David, namaste. Pleasure to be here with all of you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. I have so looked forward to this show after the one that we did before. You're an amazing energy, and I want to thank you for your contributions to the Monday night show. And I should let the callers know I do another show called The Healing Circle Mondays at 4 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. And this week the topic is going to be love. So please feel free to tune into that. It's a talk show format, and we welcome input from callers. If you'd like to join in the discussion on love, which has so many different meanings, we would welcome that. And we also welcome topics that you might raise for discussion. And you can find us on Facebook at The Healing Circle with David Clark and Kat Edwards, Clark spelled with an E. So that's just a little bit of housekeeping. Tonight we're doing the Different Strokes for Different Different Strokes for Different Folks show. And Bhavana, let's start out and talk about some of the kinds of blocks that people can have that take away from their really leading the best life that they can live.
Yes. This is a great topic, and it's great for the time in the world we're living in, where people experience a lot of restrictions to their freedom and, you know, scares, health scares. So I'm just going to start with myself, and then I'll also, you know, give a few experiences of clients over the years. For example, I didn't just close my eyes and open my eyes and boom, like Dorothy and Wizard, my eyes, Wizard of Oz, to, you know, click my heels and end up in Hawaii, in this gorgeous island called Kauai. It took time to get here. I realized I had my own blocks, although this was a dream that was calling me for several years. I can't be that happy. That life is too good for me. How am I going to get there? I don't have the money, the resources. So, you know, not feeling good enough, feeling like you don't have enough, the scarcity. It can be from childhood. I had a client who his mother was very cruel to him and others and animals when he was very young, and he experienced that. So he had trouble with relationships, with getting close with women. He was in a relationship when I met him, but his partner said he was very distant in a lot of ways. So I helped him work through that the healing around his mother and the childhood. I didn't lead him there. I led him into the healing, and that's what came up for him. What came out of that experience during the sessions we worked together was when I worked with people, you know, one-on-one and in groups, time together, but behind the scenes, I asked them to do some homework, work on this, for example, whatever it can be. And I work on them. I do prayers. I ask the angels to help send light to the areas that are blocked. I sense, sometimes I have a vision, but I sense blockages. I sense them like feeling and then also colors. I might see blacks and grays around the aura or the person. And I just send light, and I talk to the person's higher self. Are you willing to let go of this, whatever, pain in childhood from your mother, whatever it is? All I noticed was I felt like he was having a flowering in his heart. That's all I felt. He started making these beautiful paintings. He was not a painter prior to this, paintings of women. He was Latino. So these were, you know, from his culture, you know, they had like flowers around them, these women. And he got a job at an art store, art framing. And so he got, you know, he got in, you know, these are two areas that how he changed his life. How did I get here? I worked through my blocks. I had a couple mentors along the way, one I still work with, who I go to, just like what I do for people, and she helped me work through those. So one really common block is I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy. We notice if we look back in our past, in our childhood, we're conditioned like that from a young age, you know, go to school and make an A on the test, get 100%, you know. If you don't, you're going to get a C or you're going to get a D. Oh, then you're going to be a failure, okay? Who said that? Who decided that? And also, you ask yourself, what does success mean? It can mean different things to different people. I spent a lot of time in cities on the East Coast in Boston and then California in the Bay Area. And there was a lot of people who were just caught in that, the corporate mentality, high-tech world. They had to work a lot. They didn't have a lot of time to themselves. Some of these people had fancy houses and wedding rings and, you know, designer clothes. But I found that some of them weren't happy. They were stressed. And some of them wished they did another profession or they pursued art or something. Now, it doesn't mean you have to give that all up. If that is your path, if you want to be in high tech and corporate life, that works for you. There's others, the island I moved to, where I don't really have that many friends who have a traditional 9-to-5 job. There's several small business owners I know here. They pursue their dreams. I just told David I came back from a women's breakfast a circle of women, and some of these women have their businesses. There's a book author. There's a woman who's making these new lovely teas, and they're sort of medicinal, and they taste very good. So that's, she's pursuing her dream. So if you have a dream, like you want to change your profession, right? You want to grow that small business, or you want a better relationship. Maybe you just want peace in your heart. You want to sleep deeper. You want to be able to have time to grow your spiritual side. It can be really helpful to understand if there's things in the way of that. And I'm just going to talk a little bit about some ways to sort of break that down. Meditation is excellent. Spending time in nature. This space and silence and the, you know, the fresh air. I love to go to the ocean. I'm up the hill where there's mountains and trees, but I go down to the ocean when I want to ground myself, when I want to let things go. Although I've removed many blocks, I still have blocks. And I'm just aware of that, you know. And so what is all of this going to do? I want to talk about now not only a physical result, like I moved to a new location. This man made paintings. Somebody else attracted the love of their life, or they had better health. But aside from these results you can see in your life, what really occurs is when you remove the blocks is you can feel your soul, you can feel your heart. And David's next show coming up on Monday is about love. Is a vast topic. I mean, that could be several shows, right? But I feel like when you remove these blocks, you're really removing them around your heart. And you can really feel that love, inner harmony. You can be closer to the people around you. And I feel like when people are here on this earth, no matter what occurs in their life, that people are searching for love and connection. There just might be something in the way. But if it came to you, if it, you know, like came as a block, well, it's like a block, like a building block. You can take it, you can remove it. It's like you're walking down the road. It could be a boulder. It seems like a boulder to you, but really it might just be a rock. Well, just walk around it or pick it up, move it to the side of the road. Make your path free, open, and clear. And you can have freedom and spread your wings. Now, this path may not be for everyone, and that's okay, because we come on the earth for different experiences and different levels of growth. There's some people, they don't want to grow. They don't want to change. They don't want to heal. That's fine. They might be an awesome person. There's others who don't want to, but they're going to let you know they don't want to, right? They're going to shoot out negative vibes. Well, you can choose whether to connect with the person or not. If you have to, with someone that's close to you, like a friend, family member, or boss, that you can't change the situation, at least you know that you're free and clear. You have a choice whether to let that energy enter you. And then there's others, and those are the favorite kind of people I like to work with, that are open. They are seeking. They want to go to the next level. You know, it's like there's that Olympic torch, and they want to share that light. They might just need a little help lighting their own lamp. So I'm just going to pause here, see if David has anything to say or we're.
Well, I can relate to blocks. I've had many, and a lot of them, as you mentioned, seemed like boulders, but they really weren't. And so I'm a work in progress, as we all are, and I've been removing these blocks with the help of friends, angels, my higher power, who I choose to call God. And it's taken a lot of work, and much of it's been joyful, but it hasn't been without pain. You know, as the saying goes, no pain, no gain. And it's like building muscle. It can be uncomfortable, but the end result is well worth it and very affirming. And so I really encourage people to consider taking that journey. I mean, life itself is a journey. And a lot of people go through life with those blocks in place their whole lives. And as some of the people you referred to in California, they may have, the outer trappings of their life may have looked appealing. You might have thought that they would be happy, and they weren't. They were stressed and unhappy, and it's an inside job. And so, you know, I really appreciated what you had to say.
It's an inside job, and I will ask you that the universe responds to that inside job. I remember times in my life when David mentioned in my bio that I went through poverty, and I realized I was holding myself back. I wasn't doing my healing work or not charging enough or not doing it the right way, and it was backfiring on me. When I became aware of that, and it took time, but I was committed to it, I started to, and even recently, working on more abundance and prosperity, and, you know, new clients have come in my classes. I went out to eat the other night with some friends, and by some fluke, some stranger paid for our meal, and there was five of us. It was a nice restaurant. I thought of giving some gifts to people or something came to mind. That very thing I thought of that very week, somebody gave it to me.
Huh.
And I said, what happened that this flow is occurring? Well, because I was committed to releasing my fears, my feelings of scarcity, unworthiness, all of that. I was really working on it. I did work with a mentor. Like I said, I have a friend who makes beautiful flower essences for people and for animals, for pets. And she also does house clearings. Well, she'll make people a flower essence and do different things, houses and properties, you know, like for real estate. And so she made me one for my cat, but she said, there's something for you. Because I was telling David, I have two cats. I have an older guy, my Raja, my king in Hindi, and then my new little Angelina, a rescue, and sort of trying to help him adjust to that. So one of the essences is called the money plant, and it has a line about, you know, healers and prosperity and this and that. And I said, well, look at this flow that's occurring from that, you know. So it's an inside job. The universe is responding to that, you know. Some months ago, I put out there, I want to have better friends. I was going through some illness, chronic illness. It came to kind of a head, and I really started to clear it out of my body, my thoughts, my past, my emotions. And one of those friends I let go of, birthday was December 5th, mine's December 3rd. We celebrated our birthdays last year together. And I said, universe, please replace that friend, okay? Because now I'm really clear about what I want, you know. I'm not going to block myself for having safe, loving, and fun friendships, right? Well, a couple months later, I made some new friends, a couple. The birthday of the husband is December 5th. And the wife is like, hey, do you want to celebrate your birthdays together this year? I thought, wow, that is a pretty direct, you know, bounce. Put it out there, boy, it bounces right back to you. So you can kind of play with this, and it becomes kind of fun when you really get good at the whole game of removing the blocks, you know. The universe is responding to you.
It always
and
does.
It's a flow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I was sharing with Bhavana before the show started about how some prosperity came into my life recently. It was totally unexpected, and it was a big gift to me. And I've been working on overcoming my reticence to experience prosperity, or at other points along the way, I have just been stuck on this thought that I need this, I need that, and I've obsessed about it. And I think that the universe does respond to your needs, but if you stay in a place of lack, it's not going to fill the void if you focus on the lack. You need to be open to abundance, and that's when it starts to flow. Isn't that right?
That's right. And also, you know, it's kind of like a sweet spot between, let's say you release your blocks, you're clear about what you want, universe, I need this. But if you hold on too tight to that, which is what you need, and you come from that needy sort of desperate place, right? You're just going to make yourself nervous, I think. And a friend of mine told me this recently about something I want to manifest. He's like, you already put it out to the universe. Now let your angels work on it for you. And I said, you're right. Thanks for the reminder. It's like too many cooks in the kitchen. I already put the ingredients together, put it in the pot, turned on the stove, right? I don't want to go mess with it now. Let it simmer. And keep that in mind also. Give space for the universe to send it back to you in the right kind of timing, you know.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Before I forget, just a slight digression. You talked about your classes, and I know you have one coming up that you mm-hmm. wanted to talk about. So let me just give you an opportunity to do that now.
Thank you, David. Yes, so I have a group coming up on October 17th. These are on Zoom, so anyone can join from anywhere. I'm doing these every month now. There's a different topic each time. These are small groups, so everyone gets personal attention as well as the support of the group. So the next one in relation to our topic is Remove Blocks, Live an Empowered Life. It is Sunday, October 17th, different time zones. For the East Coast people, it's 7 p.m. It's an hour and a half. 4 p.m. on the West Coast. Here in Hawaii, it's 1 p.m., but if you're in between those time zones, or I think even Australia could connect in, possibly New Zealand. It might be I think it's the day after for that crowd. But, yeah, so this is I'll just read the description of this class. Would you like to go to the next level? Health, prosperity, relationships? Is something holding you back? Do you have dreams to manifest? In this group, you'll receive personal support and as a group to remove blocks to your happiness. Join me, Bhavana from Kauai, my best life, as I guide you through a powerful healing technique to free you up to live your best life. So if you would like to enroll in the group, you can call me or text me, 808-855-0288. And my information is also on my website, awakentoyourlight.com. My website's going through a change right now. So I don't think I have this group up on there, but I do have all my contact info. It's $90. And sliding scale scholarships are available. So to make it, you know, available to anyone who would like to benefit. So that's it, 808-855-0288, Sunday, October 17th. Check your time zone. You can go to my Facebook page. So if you go to David, back to the link of the show or Awaken to Your Light, you'll see my name. You can copy and paste it, Bhavana Chawla, into Facebook. And you can just, you know, all of my things are public. You can follow me there. So, yeah, I look forward to meeting you if you decide to join the class. And I know in a few minutes I'll be able to talk personally to some of you as we get, you know, into the readings portion or take calls. We'll just leave that up to David.
Now, did you, I'm sorry, I lost mm-hmm. My attention for a moment. Did you put forward your mm-hmm. website, Bhavana?
Yes, I did. Yes. AwakenToYourLight.com.
Right. Okay. I did hear that. I apologize for that lapse. I was putting out an ad for Facebook, and so I was distracted. Anyway, it's all about leading a more abundant and empowered life, isn't it? That's what I think. That's what everybody desires, even if they aren't aware of it. And so, what would some of the tools be that people could use to help manifest that?
Yeah, well, you know what? I said some things, but how about when we take the calls, if someone has a block they want to help removing, I can just show you in action. How does
that
sound?
Sounds great. That sounds great. Would you like to take a call?
Sure.
Okay. All right. I recognize this one phone number. She was caller number one. This is Regina. And Regina, you're live.
I'm live. I sure am live. Wonderful.
Oh, thank God.
Wonderful talking to you, David and Bhavana. I'm so happy. Greetings to Hawaii. Aloha.
Aloha.
I love Hawaii. I love Hawaii, and I'm so glad to be talking to you from there.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, so sending you all the scent of plumerias and ocean waves your way. Yeah, so do you have a block that you want to help remove?
Well, I've been working on this a long time, and I've been working on healing it, but my son and I have not communicated for over 25 years, and I recently wrote to him, you know, with the intent of healing our relationship, and every morning I try to, when I'm asleep, because he's over in California, I send him love, and I ask him to open his heart to me. And I'm not quite sure what more I can be doing. To me, it's a very important, he's my only son. He's 50 years old, you know, and I've just gone through a health crisis, and I was afraid I don't want to leave this earth not having healed this relationship. So perhaps you have some insight into this or could help me heal this.
Sure. Regina, may I tune into you?
Please do.
Okay, great. And, you know, I was mentioning, I was at a women's breakfast, small breakfast earlier before the show, and one of the ladies was Regina, and I was sitting right next to her. So that's just so cool how things like that happen. So,
yes.
Regina, I'd like you to close your eyes and imagine above you there's a bright golden light from God and your angels. It's mixing with the pink light of love, a pure loving light. And just, you know, bring that through your head. Bring it into your heart. Bring it into your whole body, to the tips of your fingers and down to your, you know, through your legs and down to Mother Earth. And focus on your heart. When you were talking, I saw a piece of paper. It's like you wrote a love letter, and it's like it was torn, you know. Feels like your heart is torn, right?
Yes.
So, you know, I'm actually just literally going into, like, the tissues of your heart right now. And you can focus on that, too. And if you feel like, you know, there's tears or there's just sadness, you know, just let that pink rays of light come in, and it's like a dry land, and the light becomes like that water, nourishing the land again, you know, and having the flowers grow, and there's like a pink rose opening, and just allow the healing to occur. Also focus on the back, your back, you know, the back of your heart also, you know. And I'm also going to your inner child, and you know, I'd like you to say to yourself that none of this is my fault. You know, release any feelings of remorse or guilt. You know, I don't know if you have any, but I'm only doing what it is I'm in charge of. And despite my son's distance and lack of communication, I'm still his mother. I'm still his mother, and from my heart, I can send him pink rays of light right to where he is. And you can talk to his soul. You can imagine him like you're floating in the sky, and he's floating in the sky also. And you have light around you, and tell him. Tell him how much it really hurts that you're not in touch, and how much you would really like to be in touch. And also, if he decides not to receive the love because it's up to other people and the communication, say, I love you anyway, and I trust that God is watching over you. And God loves me as well. And I've done everything I could in my power. And take some deep breaths in and out of your heart. And just, you know, just imagine that, you know, butterflies and feathers will take your message to him. And imagine a path, a new path opening between you two.
I see it.
That's awesome. Yeah, just imagine that path filled with those rays of light. You can imagine both of you smiling, holding hands, maybe giving each other a hug. And I'm seeing like a beautiful, an emerald right now. I don't know if you like those green colors, but that's just, I'm just, you started with pink, but the colors of the heart chakra are pink and green.
Yeah.
Actually. So I'm gonna leave you with that, you know,
yes.
And you can do it. You know, do what we did together. You can listen to the recording and do that again if you need to.
Okay.
You know?
God bless
yeah.
you.
And God bless you, and keep in touch and let us know how it's going.
I will. Thank you so much.
Well, I'll pray for you and
Aloha.
Your son.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling, Regina, and being willing to go through that exercise. I know that putting forward personal desires on the air can be a little bit intimidating for some people, but you're such a brave soul. And I hope and pray that you'll be able to heal the rift with your son, or at least get to open the waves of communication.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, let's get back to the discussion. And Bhavana, we had another caller and we lost them. So.
Okay.
What?
So no callers right now? Okay, that's
no,
fine.
No other callers right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
let's,
that's fine. That was intense. So nice to have a little break. Yeah.
And perhaps it was too intense for the other caller. They may have thought that they needed to go deep like that. That's not an easy thing to do. And yet that
mm-hmm.
it can provide so much fulfillment when people are willing to do that kind of work and take
mm-hmm.
a look at whatever might need healing within their lives.
You're right, David. It does take a lot of courage, and this is a public show. I mean, that's why people have a way of accessing me or you, you know, offline. It's interesting that a mother called about her son, because it's been a topic. You know, a dear friend of mine, his mother just passed away. They were very close. I was very close with her. My parents are on the East Coast. She was on the West Coast where I used to live. We have the same birthday, me and the son. We used to spend holidays and birthdays together. And And then a friend of mine down the street, she just had a baby around the same time as this lady was passing. And it was kind of a sudden thing. But she was an older woman, so she lived a long life. And then there's another client of mine who just contacted me recently. Her son has been out of contact with her. He's sort of traveling to this one area, through this area, and she said she hasn't heard from him, and his phone is off, and, you know, there's no activity on his bank account for over a month, and they share one common account, and she just kind of, you know, sort of asked me to see what could I do to help, could we pray about it, you know, whatever. I was just talking with her, like, the other day, this week, and then this caller calls with her, you know, the son. And so, you know, I guess there's something about mothers and sons right now. Or mothers and children in general, you know, going on. So my little son is playing hard to get. my cat son. I don't have human children. I have cats. But animals are very similar to children, you know, with their behavior.
Yes, they are. So. They are, and they depend on us, and we establish
mm-hmm.
very close bonds with them, and it's
mm-hmm.
the thing about animals is they live such short lives, and it's
mm-hmm.
so difficult to let go when they let go. It's always a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened to me many times in my life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been through it. It's a deep loss. But you know what? After some time, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get another pet. You know, something has to fill that hole. So I don't know if anyone else will call in, but I'm just going to put out there, Halloween is coming up. I love Halloween for the magic and the fun of it. I already got my costume going together. I'm going to have a party, and people are getting excited about it. I haven't done that in a while. And also, but there's other cultures who see this time as a time to honor their ancestors, honor the souls that have departed. They make, you know, ofrendas, altars in Mexico, and decorate with beautiful flowers and put, you know, food out as offerings. So, and this is a time in the year where, you know, we have less light. The sun is farther away from the earth, and it's sort of a good time to, I like to light candles. If you can't light a candle where you are, you can get one of those LED candles, you know, or I have some holiday lights, and I've just put them up for Halloween, and just, you know, bring in the light. Remember the light. And if there are, you know, special pets and loved ones over the years that you have lost, well, this is, you know, connect with them, you know, maybe set up an altar, you know, put a crystal or maybe the photo of them or offer some flowers and know that they're there for you. And they're here to help you remove the blocks to your life. They want to see you happy. And our loved ones, they don't often leave us. I think especially pets, you know, they sort of stay with us. Through our life, they're just in a different dimension. The spirits can spread love. Well, they can't sit with you and you can't pet them, but you can feel that love in your heart. So if you do get anyone else calling, I'm happy to do, you know, a reading with a pet that or a loved one that crossed over.
Well, we do have another caller that's
mm-hmm.
just called in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to them and see if they have a desire to do that. Oh, they just disappeared.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's okay. I usually find that the callers are very interested in speaking with guests, but
mm-hmm.
some are very timid and don't like to be on the air, and that's okay. You know, if there's anybody that's listening that is not in the queue and you want to get in the queue, just press 1. But we're perfectly happy to have you just listen and derive whatever benefit you can from this marvelous discussion with Bhavana.
Mm-hmm.
And Of course, for people that are listening on the podcast, they won't have the opportunity to talk to you, but I do plan on having Bhavana back again. So just keep an eye out. And so, you know, it's, when you were talking about how the pets tend to stay with us, and I was thinking about a couple of my pets that have reincarnated and come back to me, and that's been wonderful. I have two of them right now. One is my first adult cat has come back to me as another kitty cat, and then the second cat I had also has come back to me, and she's an old lady now, and I cherish every moment with her because I know that she's got diabetes and she's going on 18, so her time with me is coming toward an end. But I think it's so important, no matter what it is in our life that we value, to cherish it and remain present and just enjoy each moment as it passes. What do you think?
Definitely, David. Life is so precious, you know. And, yeah, I don't know if my pets have come back to me. I'm not sure, but I do know that my little tiny cat, my new one, reminds me of my soulmate kitty, the girl kitty I had before my Raja. And Raja kind of reminds me of one of my landlord's cat who he lived upstairs and I lived downstairs and we shared the garden. But he would come into my home a lot. And he was you knew when he was around because he'd make this loud horn-like meow, especially when he wanted food and when the landlord was at work. And if I was home, I would just feed him. And I know I had a pet communicator talk with me and Raja once when I first got him. And he did say, oh, it's something like happy to meet you again and or cross paths with you again. And then the animal communicator said, what does that mean? You mean in this life or you mean another lifetime? And he just said, never know how the universe works, right, with a smirk, which kind of seems like him. He's sort of a chill kind of a smirky cat. Yeah, so, I mean, I think to myself, hey, are you Tigger? And because Tigger had stripes too. And Raja can be pretty loud when he walks into the door with his male, Raja the King, you know, his male presence, and he wants the attention and treats and whatnot. So, yeah, it's reincarnation is an interesting thing, not only with pets, but people, although people live long lives, it's more unlikely that you'll reincarnate to someone who's, you know, twice, you know, together in one life, but certainly through our lives we live, you know, throughout the planet. I've, you know, I've had visions in different countries or, you know, I've had visions of, I had this one reader tell me, like, my father was my husband in another lifetime which makes sense because we converse kind of like that more than my mom's not like a chatty Cathy. She's a busybody, always doing something. But I can sit on the phone with my dad for 1 or 2 hours, you know. And so, yeah, you never know. You come back to do, I think with pets, I think it's a little more simple. I think they just come back because of that loving bond. But I think with people, you might have different things you want to work out and different roles that you play with each other throughout the lifetime. Not that the past matters so much. You know, like in healing, when people tune into my groups or my sessions and they want to do Zoom, the password is heal today. I don't put heal now because, you know, maybe it'll be today or might be tomorrow too, but say, how about we just heal this now? You know, how about we don't need to dive into the past and go into this whole psychological thing, but we're together now, let's do what we can now to heal. You know, and recognize the power of the moment, you know, that can change, you know, as time changes, right? Even though 24-hour clock is the same every day, but every minute is a different time stamp, you know?
Well, I have a request for you, Bhavana. When you talk about trying to connect with loved ones that have departed this life, yesterday was the five-year anniversary of my mother's death, and I wonder if you feel any kind of connection going on between the two of us at this point in time.
What is her name?
Her name is Anne, with an E.
She's coming to me with beautiful colors, like gems. I'm seeing like ruby colors and golds and a lot of light, silver light. I feel like there's something about her that's kind of royal in a way. You know, it feels like when she was on the earth, she was a very capable person. And I feel like she was a leader, maybe like the leader of the household or a teacher. I'm looking at her throat. You know, I'm just seeing like purple light. So it's definitely like she's got a lot to say and express. And do you have something in your garden, like a bird bath or a stone or something, a statue?
I have a statue of a mother and child that's actually the Madonna with baby
in the garden?
In the garden, yeah. It's a real stone that's sculpted. It's beautiful.
Wow. Well, I see her there. I see that she just hangs around that area, and she knows, you know, it's like, oh, my mother and child, me and you, you know. So, and I think she's definitely one of your protectors and your guides. I feel like she guards over your house. She even kind of appears Snow White-ish to me with, like, birds flying around her. I definitely feel like she's definitely there. And I don't know if she spent time with your father towards the end of her life, because we don't need to get into that so much, I think she's a very a cheery spirit to me. She's got a smile on her face and she's got like a halo of light around her.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. She
is very
special to me.
You want
to
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had to do quite a bit of healing within our own relationship, and she was really challenged as a younger woman with mental health issues, and I had mental health issues too in my past. Those things both healed for us, and I don't know if there's any message she might have for me that I don't have anything specific that I have to ask, but she's just been she's remained in my heart, but she's been on my mind for the last few days with the anniversary.
Yeah, well, she definitely feels like a healed spirit. You know, some of them are not healing yet, and they don't come so readily, but she showed up pretty fast. And I think she really evolved through her life through what you did and on the other side. And she just wants you to know she's just looking over you and looking over, is very maternal and looking over your pets, and she's happy about, you know, this next steps in your life with your prosperity that's occurring, and she's going to be with you through those next steps.
Well, that's something that we could maybe talk a little bit about with regard to people and their departed loved ones. I was thinking along the lines of what Regina brought up, that there are situations in life where healing is needed, and you know, unfortunately, people do pass out of our lives before that healing takes place. Mm-hmm. I wondered if you could talk a little bit about how somebody can heal a relationship with somebody that's passed.
Well, yes. What I call that spirit-to-spirit communication. And, of course, it's a lot easier when it does occur on the earth. But when a loved one passes that you, you know, I had a client, one of my early clients when I moved in my home here and set up my healing space, whose brother passed on, and she did not talk with him or see him for like 20 years and felt a lot of guilt, and she didn't want to go to the funeral because she had just came back from a trip on the island. She went to an area where there's a lot of hiking and activity and canoeing, and she was just worn out from the trip and didn't want to go turn around and go on another trip right away, you know? And she has a business which she's involved with serving people in their health, so she just wanted to take care of herself. So, you know, I sort of helped her to understand that if she didn't want to go, she didn't have to. She did end up going a couple months later during the holidays, and I believe it was around this time of the year. I think it was, oh no, it was August. But anyways, I had her, you know, talk with her brother, and he had messages for her, and he said he had mental health issues and drug addiction, and he said it just wasn't safe for you to be around me all these years, okay? So she was sort of able to accept that. And I said, why don't you go to one of your favorite places here? There's some beaches that she loves. And have a little ceremony for him. Do a funeral here for him. He bring him to Hawaii, you know, as a goodbye. And I'm sure he would love that, you know. I mean, who doesn't want to be here? But, I mean, no, but wherever you are. You know, so that was a way that she was able to heal that relationship. You can do it on your own. You can write a letter, thing you want to say, and remember all the memories. You know, maybe there was good memories. Maybe it wasn't only strained. And write out those memories that were joyful, that were loving, to realize that was there also, you know. And then just pray and ask for peace in the situation. Maybe light some incense or candle, you know?
That sounds lovely. I have mm-hmm. written a letter. I wrote a letter to my maternal grandmother, who was one of the few people during my early childhood that showed me unconditional love. The other people in my life didn't know mm-hmm. how to do it at that point in time. And you know, that was part of the healing I had to do with my mother, and we both got to a point where we were able to offer that to one another, and that was a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that can be a very healing exercise to write a letter, and I think mm-hmm. it was very important for me, anyhow, to express gratitude, and mm-hmm. you know, it was all part of letting go of this long standing grief. I lost her at a very young age. So I, mm-hmm. I like that exercise very much.
It can be really helpful. And, you know, I had a client who lost this past spring her father at a very young age. And it was affecting her ability to get close with, you know, her current relationship and going after men who were emotionally distant, you know, and I watched her do a lot of healing around that, and she's moved in with her partner. He bought a beautiful house, and he wanted her to live with him, and they just really enjoying their life together and thinking about a couple of Halloween costume and all that, and it's great to see her evolve, you know, and heal, because I think you know, a lot of our original source of pain occurs in childhood and with our parents, and then we kind of perpetuate that. Not that we need to dwell on it, like I said earlier, but, you know, just for like sort of a quick journey. And I do in my work, I do this exercise, and I do it in some of my groups called the Healing Code. It's, I forget the name of the man who wrote the book on it. It really helped his wife come out of depression, and he sort of downloaded this, and then this other mentor of mine sort of, you know, simplified it, and I use the same version she does. Sometimes I modify it, and I find it to be very, very helpful exercise to do, to sort of, you know, clear some collective things and then bring in, you know, something new. So, I mean, that's another thing people can do. I'm not going to go over that now, but if people want to contact me, I can share that with them. And, yeah, do we, is it still just the two of us, me and you, David?
And Regina, Regina's still with us.
Regina, glad she's still here. I've got two Reginas today I connected with. That's cool.
Oh, that is cool. That's not a common name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have any final thoughts connected to removing blocks to lead an empowered life that you could leave us with?
There's so much beauty and love and happiness that's available to all of us, you know. No matter how challenging the times and the darkness that can, you know, come upon the earth, there's just, you know, like if it's a dark night and you just walk a few steps, you're in the moonlight. And that light just grows all around you. It illuminates. Light can also illuminate shadows and darkness, right?
Right.
So light has different purposes. But there's so much waiting for you. You know, I really struggled in my life, and I went through a lot of, I didn't just have this beautiful life all of a sudden. And I was just saying recently, you know, this is what it's like to be happy. And I just want my life to be, I'm happy, and that's just the way it is. Of course, my happiness might go down or might go higher at times, but I have like a meter, right? And I have that sort of equilibrium that I kind of don't want to teeter too far from. And I know what that is now. Like you said, it's a muscle. I've trained that muscle to sort of, this is where I like to be. And so it is, you know. So if you're having a hard time out there spreading your wings and whatnot, you know, take some of these techniques and use them. Talk to a good friend. Go find yourself a mentor. You know, listen to the show again. Listen to the Monday show. Contact me. And just remember there's so much out there that's just, it's not as far as you think it is, you know. So I'll just leave everybody with that. I'm wishing everyone a great holiday season, the harvest into Thanksgiving and Christmas if you celebrate these holidays. Diwali is coming up. The Jewish holidays just passed. If you don't celebrate holidays at all, that's fine too. Just celebrate life, you know. And if you do embark on this journey of removing blocks and living an empowered life, stop and recognize your progress and tell yourself how proud you are of your courage and proud of the changes you made and proud of allowing more for yourself.
I love that. Well, thank you, Bhavana.
Mm-hmm.
It's a joy to have you with us tonight.
You're so welcome, and thanks, Regina, for being our caller.
Yes,
and
Regina.
To the end of the show.
All right, well, let's pause for a moment and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing of separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great night, everybody. Hope to see you, hear from you Monday, and again next Friday. God bless.